Welcome to the Local Exposure Time Machine. This month, we take a look back at some of our favorite interviews and stories around Greater Cincinnati.
These stories were handpicked by the LX team after many hours of deliberation. So we invite you now to join us.
Join us
inside the Local Exposure Time Machine.
Of the communities we've visited so far in Greater Cincinnati, one of the ones in which we felt most at home has to be the city of Wyoming. When we met with Penny Shore and Britt Hedges of the Wyoming Farmers Market, it felt less like an interview and more like a good conversation over some really good coffee.
Once was a girl and she was right from the sticks. Thought she'd go out to the market one day. And hey, we could sure say of the town, she was the toast, really the most. We don't want to boast, but
thinking local, buying local, and even growing local can be done. Farmers markets are growing in popularity throughout the United States, and as Americans become more conscientious about the food they eat and where it comes from, the support for farmers markets has blossomed. And even though it is the peak of the winter season right now, the Wyoming Farmers Market is already preparing for spring. I'm here with Penny Shore and Britt Hedges of the Wyoming Farmers Market. Thanks for letting us into your home.
Sure. Welcome.
What brought the farmers market to Wyoming?
It's a little bit of a long story, but there were a group of people in a book group who were getting together to discuss a book one night. And nobody cared for the book, but in the book, there was a farmer's market in the town. And everyone started talking about how Wyoming would be perfect for a farmer's market. And Janice Weiser was part of that book group, and she started doing the initial research into making it happen. Britt and I joined the startup team, and Janice decided it was more work than she was ready to do. And then we volunteered to take it over. So that's kind of how it all started.
How do you start a farmer's market?
You do lots and lots of research. First of all, someone like Penny, Janice spoke with the city, and the city didn't want to take it on themselves. They didn't want to have, add another person to take care of that, which is, that's great. As taxpayers, we're happy they're being fiscally responsible. So Janice did some more research and then handed it off, and Penny picked up and did a lot of the research into how you run a business. She read a lot of books. She visited tons of farmers markets. And then we all got together, and somebody looked at me and said, well, you like to talk. You can be the vendor coordinator. We need somebody who's good at talking to people to come in and see, to bring people in, to talk to farmers, bring in cottage industry. Also, I'm known as a little bit of a food snob, which isn't true. I just like really great food and a lot of it. And so I could identify who actually was making a quality product. And I share that with Penny because she also can identify who's making a really great product, who's growing a really tasty vegetable, a really great apple, or, something else wonderful.
So you're a transplant from the West Coast, so you know great food East and West.
I love great food East and West. I'm from Seattle, so we also had east of the mountains and west of the mountains. So I knew great tree fruits that wouldn't grow west of the mountains. I also knew all the fabulous local things you can have in that particular climate, which, coastal, great, long season foods, things like carrots and peas and lettuces and fish and shellfish, wonderful fruits. And there's some really fabulous farmers markets out there. There's been a local food movement on the West Coast for decades. It never totally went away like it did here in the Midwest. So unbeknownst to me, by following, my husband's career path to the Midwest from Seattle, we had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to start something that was really cool and to help build the local foods movement. Because I was a stay away from home mom with my kids, I could devote time to encouraging people to eat local foods and also being providing an outlet for farmers and cottage producers to sell their wares and earn a living wage. And that way, local food came closer to me and there was more of it.
And I understand the Wyoming Farmers Market, all the produce and all the items that you find at the market, they don't come from any more than 100 miles away.
Correct. We've got a 100-mile radius for the produce, the meats. The cottage products are even closer. There, I believe we've got them all within about 15 miles of our market. The one item that does come a little bit further is cheese, because cheese is a very expensive proposition in the state of Ohio based on the regulations. So that comes from, what, maybe about 150 miles? But we're happy to have cheese in the market.
And when the market is in full season, visitors can expect to find all kinds of locally grown organic produce. But there's a few things they might be surprised to find.
You might be surprised to find locally roasted coffees that is sourced. The green beans are sourced from organic and fair trade co-ops or farms that are producing sustainably. You might be surprised to find fabulous wood-fired pizza, the best dinner on the planet. You might be surprised to find that Taste of Belgium, it makes crepes and waffles right there on site. And that's a fabulous after-school snack in our neighborhood. We've got kids that walk down from middle school and primary and high school, and they all kind of meet together, and they're snacking on beautiful foods. And we've got a great baker who provides wonderful baked goods. There's little cookies if you don't want a big thing. And then in the warm summer months, there's gelato. And Dojo Gelatos. Gelatos are fabulous. They've got the flavors the kids love, you know, which sound simple, but they're not. They're like, if you've got strawberry, it's the freshest, most strawberry-tasting frozen dessert you've ever had. But then you can mix things together like Nutella and sea salt caramel. Or you might feel on a really hot day more like a little bit of lemon thyme mixed with some nice chili grapefruit kind of gelato, and it's wonderful. So those things you might not expect to find. You also might not expect to find wonderful bath salts from the person who makes the soaps and does the and grows most of her own aromatics that is at our market. We've, you know, her soaps cure just like cheeses cure or great bacon cures. It takes time. It goes through a process. It's a month from when she makes it to when she can actually cut it up and use it. We've got maple syrup. Who knew? When I moved here, I had no idea that they harvested maple syrup in Ohio. One of our vendors has maple trees on their property, and they have the best maple syrup ever. We have honey from very local bees that benefit from all the gorgeous gardens in our community, not just Wyoming, but Hartwell, where there's beautiful gardens, Woodlawn, Lincoln Heights, Finneytown. The bees are roaming that area.
And as I said before, even in winter, you're gearing up for the season. Tell me about the winter market.
Well, during the winter, we do a slightly different kind of format. Instead of standing out in a park and on a street during the lovely winter months here in Ohio, what we do is a pre-order market. Every other week, we post a list of available products from our farmers and our cottage producers, and our customers send us emails to tell us what they want, and then on a designated Tuesday, they come pick them up, pick up what they ordered, pay for it, and they're on their way. So it's a less time-intensive event for our vendors, and especially during the winter months, the farmers don't have a whole lot to sell. But several of our farmers are growing in hoop houses, so we typically have lettuce, we have carrots, a lot of the root vegetables are still available. I just got some beautiful turnips this week. Sprouts, our one vendor who has microgreens has had sunflower sprouts this week. Meats are always available because they need to be sold frozen legally, so that's stuff that keeps. Coffee, the soaps. So we do have year-round products, as well as some stuff that you might not expect to be able to find locally at this time of year.
Can we expect anything new or different for 2012?
Well, we're going to find that out. We will have our contract prepared later this week. We rewrote it one day last week. We'll get it uploaded and onto the website, and I'll start sending that to people who have been inquiring. Some of our farmers are going to grow some different stuff. I've already got somebody who's claimed parsnips as something that they'd like to try. And we're looking for some rutabagas. There's some, you know, I mean, we've already got the basics. Tomatoes and lettuce and corn and peppers. We've got four farmers who grow all of that. And so you can find different varieties from each of them. And so those are all possible already. We're looking for some interesting cottage-produced things. Pastas, maybe. Jams and jellies, maybe. Salsas. But it needs to be things that people are producing here, and they're producing from quality basic ingredients, even sourced locally if possible. That doesn't always happen. So we'll find out if there's something new and cool. We do have programs to help you use it. You know, we do little demonstrations to help you know how to use the product that's there. We bring a chef the second Tuesday of every month. The chef donates their time. We've had David's. We've had Julie from Nectar Restaurant. We've had Todd Hudson from Wildflower Cafe. And this last year, Meritage Restaurant was opened by Christy Foey up in Glendale, and she came down. And it's this wonderful opportunity to come see how they would quickly prepare something from market produce and market meats. And you get to try it right then and there for free. One of the other things we're starting this year is a new program. We haven't picked the week of the month yet, but we're going to try, what do I do with that? So if you look at Swiss chard and go, wow, that's really pretty, but what do I do with that? We're going to show you how to use it, and we'll figure it out. You know, it may be leeks. You may not know what to do with a leek. You may not know what to do with a parsnip. We've got the people to show you. Applesauce when apples are in season, because people don't know how easy it is to make applesauce. It's like a two ingredient. It's apples and water, and all you need is a knife and a pot, and it helps if you've got a food mill. But it's really easy, and so you can get great fresh food for your family without going to a lot of effort, and you don't have to buy it at the grocery store. It's delicious, and you can do it with your family. This is an activity that doesn't require anything fancy. You don't need a fancy stove. You don't need fancy pots, but you can do things with your family. They can learn where food comes from, and it's something you can do together. We all need to eat. We have to have food to survive. So why not make it great food and do it as a family?
Another thing that we're going to be working on this year is a market garden. So the city has allowed us to use a piece of a garden plot that's right there where our market is. And we're going to put in some vegetables. And again, we haven't decided which week of the month, but specifically for the kids to come over and see how those vegetables actually grow, so that then when they go help their parents pick them out at the different vendors, they can say, oh, that came from the plant over there. I saw how that grew. I helped pick it. I watered it. So that's something we're looking forward to this year as well.
I've been speaking with Penny Shore and Britt Hedges from the Wyoming Farmers Market. Thanks for letting us come into your home.
Great. Thanks for coming.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
The Wyoming Farmers Market website contains a calendar of events, lists of what items are in season, and recipes for what to do with your delicious purchases when you get them home. For links and more information about the Wyoming Farmers Market, visit our website at wvxu.org.
Thank you for joining us on our journey in the Local Exposure Time Machine.
Join us next week for another trip into the void.
Void.
Void. Void. Void. Void. Void.